producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephan, good day program. 7 after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here on today's program, overviewing the top 10 items and then some. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Two United States senators launching a bipartisan investigation this week into pharmaceutical drug pricing because it's outrageous and they want to get to the bottom of it. And the reason they want to get to the bottom of it is because they asked the drug companies for campaign contributions and they didn't get them, so now they're going after the drug companies.
And more people than ever are on prescription drugs. And the amount of people on 5 prescription drugs or more has doubled. I mean, people are addicted.
Well, you told me the story. That's right. I wanted to get to that. Jennifer, tell the audience the story you were telling me earlier about how many drug... This is really telling. For those of you who don't take any drugs or maybe you're... Your folks have taken, whatever it is, this is an amazing statistic.
60% of U.S. adults are taking some sort of prescription drug. Most seem to be related with obesity, cholesterol, and blood pressure. That's leading the pack. The single most popular drug out right now is Zocor, which is a cholesterol-lowering drug in the statin class. This was a survey of 37,000 adults to find the percentage of people taking prescription drugs is up from 51% of the adult population in 1999 to 59% in 2011, and now it's at 60%. I think the thing that's getting me crazy, though, not necessarily the people who are taking one drug, maybe for blood pressure or cholesterol, but the group of people who are taking 5 prescription drugs or more, that has doubled.
Yeah.
And you have to know that that's not just for people's health. That's for... a mental state. That's for, obviously people probably addicted to pain medications. I mean, 5 prescriptions.
Let's look at it this way. Let's think about this for a second. This sort of reminds me of what they say about the news. They're only responding to people because they're interested in this. Is it that people are interested in the stories that you're presenting, or you're presenting these stories and people are watching it as part of whatever their routine is?
Right.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And the same can be said about drugs and the prescriptions. Is it the need or is it the advertising? You see, there's no way you can watch evening television without seeing a drug spot in every single break.
And our life expectancy for middle-aged white people now, they're dying off. And you have to think, okay, are we taking too many vitamins, too many prescriptions?
No, we're taking too many prescription drugs.
You can overdose on vitamins,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can. But you can overdo vitamins, supplements.
But we're also eating the wrong things.
Yep.
The wrong food.
Mostly.
Totally.
Yep.
Most of the stuff in supermarket is not food.
Mm-hmm.
The one type of prescription drug use that fell, anybody want to take a guess?
No. I don't
you
know.
Can do this. You can do this.
I can do it. What prescription drug?
There's one type of prescription drug use that fell.
Back pain.
That fell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Any guesses?
Nah,
menopause.
No.
It's hormones.
Oh, really?
Fewer women take hormones to treat menopause now than they used to.
Can I get
was
some of those?
Is that because of the breast cancer links? Or?
And because of breast cancer and Suzanne Summers.
The real marketing here isn't on the commercials on television, Doug. It's from the reps into the doctor's office to try and get them to prescribe as many of them as
you're right. And one wonders if there's a kickback involved.
There
some
are kickbacks
have accused
involved.
The doctors who prescribe certain drugs are getting kickbacks. I've heard that from several of the doctors.
They do. They do.
Maybe
this
not
program.
Out and out cash payment, but
they said, we'll invite you to a continuing medical education forum, in Tahiti.
Right. And bring your wife and all your children with you.
But, it's just so crazy. I just had a friend post last night. His medical insurance payment, his monthly payment for his insurance and he's a real estate broker and does well, but he's self-employed, is going up $300 per month.
Oh, yeah. You had the same experience. You had the same experience.
I had the exact same experience last year. So did he. Mm. So his insurance has almost quadrupled.
What a bad joke.
In the past 4 years.
Sad joke. I'm looking
at our family insurance for myself, my husband, and our two daughters is almost $25,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. So, but think about
$2,000 a month.
So now the government wants to go after the pharmaceutical companies for gouging people when they
Who's
were
going to go after the government for gouging
right.
us. Thank you. By the way, here's another example of that, Richie.
And there are still people. We just had two stories today about two rock musicians who couldn't get insurance
money
and aren't covered to
bills.
Cure cancer
right.
and some arm surgery.
Yeah.
So it ain't working, people.
All right. So here's the Defense Department announcing it will pick a contractor to build a new bomber for the Air Force, $80 billion long-range strike program. This is a big deal for the Air Force because once they build the bomber, they will never use it, and they are admitting that they will never use it. The only reason they're building it is to scare our so-called enemies, the Chinese and the Russians. So we're going to build bombers, spend $80 billion to do it, to keep these people at bay. They're going to build 100 of them, armed with the latest weaponry, radar evading stealth technology, and big fuel tanks. These are the new warplanes. They will be able to fly long distances, but the Pentagon, under questioning from congressional committees, says the planes will never take off. They are just being used as a deterrent. So is it worth our question? Is it worth $80 billion to build a new bomber? Remember, there were, I think, 2004, 2005, there was some kind of a fighter that was introduced, and Congress voted to build it because the military-industrial complex put the wood to them, and the Air Force kept saying, we don't want this, we don't need this, we don't have people that can fly these planes. Why are you building them? Well, we think they'll be good for the country. Bourgeois! They were good because they got campaign contribution kickbacks from these companies, and that's what's going on right now. So look at the genesis of any of these defense programs, and you see money, the stench of money all over them, and you and I are paying for it. One more time, we get yensed.
I was reading the story about the blimp that got loose last week, and how much money, I mean, they'd put over $2 billion into this thing since it's called the J-Lens. And from the start, in 2010, this thing was just getting hammered. But you know what? Raytheon didn't give up. And they kept on cracking at it and kept on cracking
kept
at it.
Pushing.
And this thing lived until it had $2 billion and was just let loose on a tether.
Yeah. And we're just so foolish in this country. And I don't sound angry. I'm upset about it. I'm actually fed up with it. And, you know, this is why people, you listen to some of these jerkleburgers in the same party that you vote in most of the time, Roberto, who say they want to take money from the rich so that they can pay for more of these programs and waste more of your money. Sorry, no sale to me. I'm doing everything I can to legally avoid paying taxes. I follow the law. I do exactly what I'm supposed to and am happy to do things the way that I do because I at least 50%, if not 60% of the money that I pay in taxes goes to things that I don't support. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Well, you know, I remember an accountant that I had many years ago said to me, there's no reason to cheat on your taxes illegally because
no, there isn't.
It provides you with a lot
of
legal ways
absolutely.
Not to pay taxes.
Yep.
So
yes.
It all depends on
how
savvy you are.
Yeah. You just have to be smart enough to figure it out.
And, you know, be able to afford the accountants who can figure it out for you because some of the stuff's very complicated.
Yeah. All right. So food for thought anyway. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Speaking of food for thought, how's your hairline looking today, this week, this month, this year? Are you thinking, we always have these sort of seasonal pitches. Now we're going into the cold weather months. You want more hair to keep your head warm.
Yes, please. Cover me up.
We want you to look better. But you know, that's true.
Wear a wig.
When you get cold, it's because you don't have a hat on. If it's cold outside and you don't protect your head, the heat all goes out of your head.
Well, they
say
25%. 25% of your body heat is lost through your head.
Yes.
I had a buddy here whose hair was getting thinner, and he didn't have a lot of hair, but when he actually went and shaved his hair...
He has no hair.
Now he has no hair. Right. He had to wear a hat for the first 3 or 4 months during his first winter because it was just
cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we're going to fix that, Richie, by having him and everybody else who's thinning hair get on to Provia as quickly as possible. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is a way for you to work on the main causes of hair loss and hair thinning. There's a volumizer, like the shampoos that have volumizer that make your hair thicker and richer looking. Well, in this particular serum, there's a volumizer, and it makes the hair that you have look thicker, but also cleanses the pores. There's ingredients, all natural ingredients, that cleanse the pores on your scalp to allow the hair follicles that are under your skin, under the scalp, to come through. Hair grows back naturally. It's a superb opportunity for you to take care of this problem without having to go to, what's the name of the big Bosley? One of the big, club for men.
Right.
Is that still in existence?
I think so.
Club for men, is it?
Yeah, I think
Bosley,
so, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I used to like the spray on hair. That was my favorite.
That was Ron Popeil.
Popeil.
Ron Popeil with his spray on hair.
Worked like a charm. Just
spray
on your scalp.
I used it on my chest.
Fabulous. All right, so say goodbye to all of the...
It on his back.
What?
Nothing.
Excuse me?
Move along.
I have
nothing to see here.
Hair getting thin? Call 800-525-8319. I don't mean the hair shafts themselves getting thin, but your hairline is receding and the amount of hair on your head is less. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. And when you say you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get two bottles of Provia for the price of one Provia and then super concentrated Provia, so things work faster. 800-525-8319.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
To review the top five songs from this week in 1989, starting with a couple of Boston bands. At number five this week in 89, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. You can use your imagination for the pictorial here. Was this a video? Did they,
Oh, yeah.
Very big one.
Yeah. What went on in the video?
Went on in the elevator?
Right. You can pretty much imagine what went on in the elevator.
A rocker chick getting down with her beds? Oh,
Love in an Elevator. Okay, Aerosmith number five this week, 1989. At number four, another Beantown group, The New Kids. Jen loves this. Cover Girl, number four. Crank it up, Richie. 25 after a good day. Song. All the New Kids on the Block side, I don't seem to remember this.
Yeah, this one skipped me when it was popular the first time, but they play it in concert all the time.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How are their concerts?
Oh, my gosh, Dougie. They're insane. They are so good.
Energy, a lot of energy.
Tons of energy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. Energy, and they really are singing.
All the original members still involved?
Yes.
Really? So how old are they? I mean, Donnie...
They're probably, what, 45?
They're early. Yeah, early to mid-40s.
Yeah, I've had a Donnie Albert. Donnie Wahlberg.
About 45. Yeah. No, Donnie's about 45. And he's
number
one.
Three from this week in 89, Roxette, and Listen to Your Heart. Good pop song. It's very good pop.
Just going to tell you, ladies, if you have any frustration, go see a New Kids concert because they're naughty.
Are they naughty?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, I love it.
Are they just strange things to the guitar?
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, well, I don't know. Donnie, you know, Donnie was super naughty, and then he married Jenny McCarthy. The last time I saw him, definitely not as naughty. He was on very good behavior.
Really?
But the first time I saw him, he was making out with girls in the audience. Oh, my God.
Really?
So that's what you need to do to straighten yourself out, is marry a former Playboy playmate.
That's it.
Apparently.
A stripper. All right, number, let's see, number three, Roxette, Listen to Your Heart, good song. Number two, Tears for Fears. Not their best song, but obviously a popular song. Crank it up, Richie. This is called Sowing the Seeds of Love.
once again, another band who had 10, 12, 15 good songs put together on an album or two.
Yeah.
Got a couple of hits out of it. And
enough to go touring.
Yep.
They were touring around for a while.
Hey, listen, they stood the test of time. Their hits were monster hits.
Yep.
And it's 30 years later, and they're still around. So.
Yeah. All right, so Tears for Fears in the number two position this week, 1989. Number one position belonged to Janet Jackson. He was big in the 80s, man. He was really
and
hot.
And the 90s.
Yep.
Okay, so of all these songs, which one is your favorite? I'll start. This one was mine, Janet, for sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I would say Roxette, Listen to Your Heart would be my favorite.
Richie? Mm.
You know, as the rocker, I should go with Aerosmith, but I'm not a big fan of the Aerosmith Reborn generation. That was their earlier stuff I liked.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd have to, it's a toss-up between the two pop hits, Tears for Fears or Roxette.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
All right, Roberta.
Yeah, okay.
None of them really
do it for me.
Right. Listen to Your Heart's a good song, though, Roberta.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, but it's nothing that I would elect to put on to listen to myself. Let's put it that way.
This is an era of music.
It will not be on my, won't be on my playlist.
Yeah, none of these songs would be on my iPod.
No.
Oh,
no.
Everyone would be on my playlist.
Really?
Every single one of these songs would be on my playlist, except for maybe that Tears for Fears song because it wasn't my favorite. No, I used to listen to Tears for Fears a lot, but that song.
That one is not a. That's not a big Tears for Fears.
Right.
I mean, it did well in comparison, but there were a lot of lousy songs around, and that's why these songs did okay.
But
because they weren't as lousy as the other lousy songs that were around. This was a vast wasteland of pop music.
My generation.
But I gotta tell you, I got respect for Aerosmith for rebuilding themselves from that. Brain record that they were in the 70s. Good job.
It's 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrends.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Stephen, good day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Richard McFadden, and I here to try to understand why it is that teenagers spend up to 9 hours a day on screens. Not to sound like an old timer, but go outside, boys and girls, and run around, play, do something.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours a day on an iPhone, an iPad, a computer, some electronic device, gamings. 9 hours a day.
That doesn't include when they're at school.
No.
Or when they're doing homework.
Out of school.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
no, out of school.
To.
Yeah.
But gaming is the worst. In my opinion, gaming is absolutely the worst.
What did you do, Victoria's of this age, Roberta, growing up around this stuff? So what did you do to keep her? She's now, 21? How old is she now?
No, she's going to be 20 in December.
20, okay. So what has
she
done?
I never, for both children, I never had a video game in my house. Mm-hmm. I would not permit
Neither did
them.
We.
Absolutely did not permit video games.
Neither did we, Doug.
We didn't.
That was...
What are you laughing about? We didn't have any of that
stuff.
I mean,
because of what?
We play them at friends' house. Fine, so
no,
friends
actually,
house play them.
Brendan said they used to play at friends' houses, but he was never that interested.
But neither of them are interested. Neither of them are gamers now. Now, they do spend a lot of time texting their friends, but I see it more as replacement for telephones. Remember, teenagers used to spend hours and hours and hours on the telephone and party lines and all that way back when you were a child.
Yes, thank you.
You know, now they text.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't find that terribly objectionable, but, you know, I would take both kids out all the time to the parks. We would go to playgrounds. We would be outside. I would kick them outside all the time. Yeah. And if they didn't come back dirty, I said, okay, go back outside and get dirty.
Yeah.
Right, that was the rule. You know, they went to day camps in the summertime, so they weren't sitting in front of a TV screen. It's up to the parents to limit the activity. It's up to the parents to set the rules. I mean, you buy your kids violent video games, what do you expect is going to happen? They're going to sit in front of the TV. They're going to play video games all day. It's going to warp their minds, and they're going to be eating, and they're going to get fat because they're not outside exercising and playing the way kids are supposed to play. That's my soapbox for the day. I think video games should be banned.
Thank you, Roberta.
Yes, that's my soapbox for the day.
Very good.
Go outside with your kids. Why do you think America's like so obese? Nobody does anything anymore. They sit in front of the TVs. They sit at computers. Go outside. Take a walk. Bring your kid out to look at nature.
We can just let her go for the rest of the half hour.
I'll keep going. And alienate half of the people who don't like me to begin with.
Oh, come on, Roberta. Everybody loves you. How can we not love
I would say Roberta. Much more than half of the people don't like you, Roberta.
That's true. Okay. So we don't do much sports on this program. But I noticed something that was sort of, I don't know, there's a political angle to this, there's an international relation angle to this, and there's a, what did you just say, angle to this? The FIFA, am I pronouncing it? I always wonder, FIFA, FIFA, it's FIFA, I think. World Cup.
Right.
Okay.
Soccer.
FIFA.
Yes,
soccer.
FIFA.
So,
okay.
Soccer.
Soccer?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Football, yes.
The Palestinian FIFA World Cup qualifiers, they're playing against, it's FIFA, Saudi Arabia and Malaysia, scheduled to take place in Palestine. They all decided that they needed to play on neutral ground. This was a meeting yesterday. The local officials and national officials said, you know, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There are a lot of situations here that could become very compromising. This is a match between the Palestinians and the Saudi Arabians, originally scheduled for this Thursday, will be played this weekend, and it'll be played in someplace in Asia. They're going to ship the teams to Asia to play the game. I guess you have to deal with the reality of the situation.
At what point do some of these soccer matches get so out of control with the crowd control that, there's some... We were just talking a few weeks ago about the Colombian guy who accidentally, a decade ago now, scored... into the wrong goal for the opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went back to Colombia. Done.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they knocked him off.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this was a decade ago. And you hear the hooligans in the UK and just, I mean, these people take this stuff seriously.
Wow.
Whew. But meanwhile, FIFA's still without a, I think they still don't have a leader yet.
Really? Well, the guy was going to be arrested, and then he resigned. He said, I'm not leaving, and then the next he's leaving. Yeah. Good night. Good luck. More international news now, Richie.
Okay.
France will end its ban on blood donations by gay men. The move is the end of a taboo and discrimination, says the health minister. Mm. I wonder what Pierre thinks about this, because they're going to have it until spring of next year. What difference does it make whether they're doing it now? Gay men, because of their
HIV concerns, obviously.
HIV,
right.
Yeah.
So I guess they probably got blood testing now to the point where they can easily test for HIV, which they test all blood anyway, everybody, to make sure that you're not passing on anything. So I guess they feel comfortable with it.
Well, one of the things that we ought to know, and this has come out in the last week or so, I don't even know. I have to go look at my records. I don't know what my blood type is. Do you know what your blood type is, Roberta?
I don't.
Yeah, Canada, I'm A positive. I know.
You're A positive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I'm O, but I'm not sure because I can't remember. I have a card somewhere. But the reason that I bring it up is because your blood type now, according to research, can indicate whether you're going to have heart problems or dementia problems as you get older. Yeah.
Really?
The research is pretty interesting in how there's so much research. There's so many of these teaching colleges now, so many of the medical schools, public health schools that need to have projects for their students to do. So now they're examining things that were never examined before. And I think it's basically a good thing as long as the studies don't get overdone or they don't get paid for by the wrong people. That's always the suspect. If the study is paid for by people because they want to have they want to legitimize some results, then that disclaims the science. But in this circumstance, this is pretty good science, I think, from what I can gather. Richie, you'll be interested to know the story today at DougStefan.com, which has gotten the most interest, is a proposal from the owners of Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King wants to sell beer in their restaurants. So how would that impact...
Burgers and beer, yes.
Well, that makes sense. But what does that do to the war with McDonald's? Does McDonald's then want to go? You got to get a license for the most part.
You know what? I can't. A fast food joint selling beer, I wouldn't go there, okay? Because I'm not going to go to a fast food joint.
Are you going to go to Burger King for a beer?
I do.
That's
not
the question.
Right. No.
We
not
are other
close.
People that you know.
What kind of beer?
Yes. 17 year olds will go to Burger King for beer. Because
so cheap beer.
Right. Because the other 17 year old working the counter might be their buddy. And
well, will that change who can work at Burger King? You won't be able to. I think the restaurants, if you can't.
Exactly.
They have to be 21 to be able to serve.
21.
Yeah. So it'll change the whole structure. So now, will Burger King skew upscale because they're paying more to the people that are working behind the counter? They are requiring you, if you're going to have a job there, to be 21, because you're going to have to sell beer. So will that change the context? And will they then have to upgrade their beef instead of feeding you what they do?
It would have to be more of a in its current state, I do not see that being successful.
What, Burger King
and
beer?
Probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Another Burger King is very good
promo
at publicity stunts.
Yep.
Remember they tried to get McDonald's to sell a McHappy meal
Something,
whatever.
And they ended up sort of acing them out of whatever the promotion
was. They outsmarted McDonald's by using them for free publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what this is, because I don't see this being successful.
No.
Can you see? How about the drive thru? Can I get it to go?
What beer to go?
Have like a Whopper and a six pack, please.
So, heck, you know, here in New Orleans, we have drive thru daiquiris, you know. So.
You do?
Yes, there's drive thru daiquiri.
You can go order a daiquiri from where you the package store, in essence.
No, there's kiosks, and you drive up to the kiosk, and you can get a daiquiri through your car window.
Hmm. Really?
No, it has to stay in the container, and you have to keep the straw covered with paper to show that you're not drinking it, but that doesn't stop you from getting another straw and sticking it in there.
They think they're fooling.
Exactly. It's a silly stuff.
People are going to buy a frozen drink and like, I'm going to wait a half an hour until I get home to take a sip.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a special story for those of you like Roberta who love Bernie Sanders. He hasn't changed into Saunders, because Saunders would be S-A-U, and his is S-A-N.
Right, that's Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. If you're a fan of Bernie Sanders, or now as he's calling himself Bernie, you'll enjoy the next story that follows a few important words here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. For those of you who have good memories, you'll perhaps remember back a couple of months ago. Actually, this has been going on and off and on all year long, or actually since the TSA came into existence. But you may remember back to June when the Department of Homeland Security sent out a team to airports to test security, the system being used by the TSA. And it failed in 67 out of the 70 tests. 67 out of 70 failed. They didn't find hidden contraband. They didn't find guns. They didn't find knives. It's like they were asleep. They're too busy fondling some 98-year-old woman somewhere. So the head of the TSA had to show up at a hearing yesterday. And the fellow's name is Peter Neffinger. He replaced that Nazi Petroni, or whatever his name was, that in essence got run out because he was so bad, former FBI guy. So the new director said that the error could be attributed to malfunctioning screening machines. Come on. What in the name
of
God?
Our fault. We need to spend more money for more
machines. That's exactly what he said. We don't have enough money in our budget to buy the right machines. So I challenge any of you to go to the airport, check in, and see how many of these phonies are standing around with their thumb up their butt, looking, talking to each other about the last conversation I listened to, they were going to grieve working hours because one guy was complaining he didn't get a break until he'd been working almost 5 hours, and they were supposed to have a break at 4 hours and 14 minutes or some other godforsaken. I caught myself, Richie. You realize what kind of a culture we're creating here. These people are another entitled government bureaucracy, and there are tens of thousands of them that are nincompoops, nitwits.
Did you hear, somewhere last week I heard, that they're going to be, I just got a TSA pre-check pass for me and my wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, it allows you to not have to take off your shoes, your belt, your jacket.
Yeah, I do it. I hear it all the time.
You got global entry, right? You
go entry? It's not global entry. It's the TSA PreCheck is domestic. Global entry is for worldwide when you come in. Like,
when you get global entry, you get the TSA PreCheck as well.
Right. So they apparently are going to be not giving out as many TSA PreChecks. They're going to be tightening down on the people that they give that to because they had checks, agents going out, and they were able to sneak things in. And I thought, well, of course they were. Mm-hmm. You don't check them to the extent because you've pre-checked them.
That's
and
right.
Need
and
them
to
be safe.
What's their record? I get it.
Right.
The line at TSA PreCheck was longer than the regular line for premium passengers, so I took the premium line and got in 5 minutes faster than the TSA people did the other day. Yesterday? When did I come home? Day before yesterday.
I like not having to take off my shoes, though.
Yeah, right.
That's nice. And not having to pull my laptop out.
Well, with Richie, they want you to check your underwear.
They can have my underwear.
51 past the hour as we scrutinize what's going on in the world here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Program. Greg Steffen is here. He's the technology expert for Men's Health Magazine and has done some research on Google's smart reply. Let's see how this is going to impact you if you have Gmail or other connections to Google. How do you like that?
Doug, we all have connections to
Google.
Wow.
Google.
They
should hire me to be the new voice of Google.
Then they want to grab you and put you in a burlap bag and lock you away so we never have to hear it again.
Yeah, they may hire you not to do that ever again.
Thanks very much.
I'm taking one-way ticket for you.
Vote of support. Well, they're not riding on Metrojet. I guess I'm okay. Google. All right, so we get the story. As we say here in New England, the and the SMAT reply story in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so I'm not sure this is earth-shaking news or not, but I thought I'd just throw it out because it's something having to do with the NBA season getting underway. It seems that the NBA has teamed up with Verizon on a $400 million marketing deal. They're going to tie themselves to this. And I say because Verizon sort of is a subtle key to a lot of technology because a lot of people use Verizon for their smartphones, for their iPad, all that stuff, right? Is Verizon the most used of all of them over AT&T and Sprint when it comes to getting connection to these various smartphones and smart devices?
It's probably more like a neck and neck race between AT&T and Verizon. Verizon is arguably the most reliable network, and that's almost a neck and neck race with AT&T as well. The two are just major powerhouses.
Got it.
They have tons of money to spend on deals like this.
So they do, because they overcharge all of us who use their horrible service. All right. Now, let's talk about Google, their inbox. This smart reply thing, which is going to start this week, is going to affect a lot of people and how?
Well, the first thing that's important to understand is there's Gmail on your phone, and then there's a thing called Google Inbox, which is their next generation of email on your phone. You can use it on your desktop, too, but it was designed for your phone. Some people, anyone who uses Gmail should download it and look at it on your phone. You may love it, or it may not add anything to your process, but it's worth looking at. And they're adding what's called Smart Reply. So, by the way, if you ever thought Google was reading your email, this will pretty much confirm it for you.
Yeah, it will have to read your email to figure out how to reply. Right?
Yes, so it reads your email, and then at the bottom of the screen suggests three possible quick replies. So you don't type anything. If one of those replies applies, you just hit the reply with your finger and you have now answered the email. It's not going to obviously deal with the details, but it's going to say things like, count us in because the email is an invitation to a party. We'll be there. Sorry, I can't make it. Frankly, I think it's really a brilliant idea because we all get emails from people from their mobile phones that make absolutely no sense, and then we want to go strangle the person, and this will solve a lot of those on-the-fly responses.
So creepy.
Creepy.
I'm one of those people that don't like the autocorrect on my text messaging. Like, if I want to write something, let me do it.
Well, yeah, and this is for the times when you're not going to write something, and you're going to write something later to follow up more thoughtfully.
Kind of spooky.
Too bad it's not Halloween.
Yeah, well, this is in honor of late Halloween. Greg Stebbin with us on Good Day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.